Bulletin.
Brought to you by Information and Communications University, ICU, delivering an ICT-enabled education with excellence.
The Information and Communications University is driving the thrill for the nation in research and development. Enroll now for full-time and distance programs in the School of Engineering, Humanities, Business and Education. To apply, visit our website at www.icuzambia.net or call us on +260-211-221-662 or 0966-342-359. Sponsorship is available. Enroll now.
Lusaka to the rest of the world. This is the One Love Radio News.
To present the main news on One Love Radio, my name is Mombra Tailash. The headlines. Government to hand over constituency development funded ambulances. Government's commitment attributed to achievement in medicines and medical supplies. Chin. In international news, President Volodymyr Zelensky signs bill that critics say weakens the independence of Ukraine's anti-corruption. And in sports, Morocco moves on to final set to face off against Nigeria. And now the news in detail. Walian Ondo, a general citizen, has emphasized that constitutional democracy encompasses more than just government officials, including the president, cabinet ministers, and other authorities. In an interview with One Love Radio News, Mr. Ondo says good governance involves the inclusion of all stakeholders, particularly the general public, further stressing that every citizen plays a crucial role in the governance of their country or community. Mr. Ondo has emphasized that good governance is about empowering every citizen to participate and contribute, regardless of their position or role, believing that Zambia can achieve more inclusive and effective governance, ultimately benefiting the nation as a whole.
And we call it democracy. Democracy has not worked because we are still applying the same dictatorial concepts in democracy. Because it's dictatorship simply means dictating your ideas, your wish should be listened and obeyed. This is what happens in our democratic dispensation. And Zambia is a super example of how we've actually conducted ourselves in democracy. So at every level of human, you know, endeavors, we need to make sure that the grassroots are engaged.
Mandevu constituency in Ngwerere Ward 22 councillor says construction of Garden Site 3 police post has commenced through community collaborations. Speaking to One Love Radio News, Adrian Banda says his office is working in partnership with a community to construct the police post, which is currently at foundation level. Mr. Banda says the police post, once complete, will help curb crime in Garden Site 3 and the surrounding areas. The Governance and Development Advocates Zambia Godaza has congratulated Shadrack Mbewe on his appointment as Commissioner of Lands. Godaza Executive Director Elias Chandamlinga says the organization is confident in Mbewe's capabilities to lead critical reforms in land governance. Mlinga states that the appointment comes at a time when Zambia is facing pressing challenges in land management, which demand transparency, inclusiveness, and accountable leadership.
We wish to commend President Akainde Hichilema for appointing Shadrack Mbewe as Lands Commissioner. As an organization, we are confident in Mbewe's capabilities to lead critical reforms in land governance. This appointment comes at a time when Zambia is facing pressing challenges in land management, which demands transparency, inclusiveness, and accountable leadership. We are optimistic that Mbewe's leadership will boost service delivery, ensure fair land allocation, and help curb illegal transactions and exploitation of customary land.
The Ministry of Health says the achievements in the medicines and medical supplies supply chain from 2021 to July 2025 reflect the government's unwavering commitment to ensuring the availability, accessibility, and security of essential medicines and medical supplies across the country. In a statement, Ministry of Health Principal Public Relations Officer Georgia Chimombo says the ministry has recorded a number of milestones, such as increasing the annual drug budget 1.2 million kwacha in 2021 to 4.9 billion in 2025. Chimombo says improved availability of medicines and medical supplies have moved from 35% to 80.5% in 2025, which is a testament to the government's comprehensive reforms and interventions. Now, Patriotic Front Media Director Edwin Lifwekelo says the peaceful transfer of power to President Hakainde Hichilema and his government has not resulted in sustained economic growth for the Zambian people. In a statement, Mr. Lifwekelo says the rampant civil and political arrests have become the order of the day under the leadership of President Hakainde Hichilema. He says the United Party for National Development Administration has failed to address the needs of the Zambian people. Mr. Lifwekelo says recently the United States Department of State detailed UPND government's brutality and abuse of human rights on the Zambian citizens by President Hakainde Hichilema and his administration.
This administration has failed lamentably to address the needs of the Zambian people. There is literally nothing in terms of tangible development under this administration of President Hakainde Hichilema. Infrastructure is on hold, while mending of potholes is all we see in terms of road networks. Time for talking, time for political rhetoric is gone for this administration. Zambians lost confidence in this inept administration the day they were ushered into office. At the moment, the UPND administration is off target with the Zambian people. I can assure you that if elections were held today, UPND would be lucky to even get 40% of the electoral college. How bad Zambians want to remove them, UPND and President Hakainde Hichilema are living in self-deception, denial, full of self-praise, and suggest that it will be difficult.
The Ministry of Local Government and Rural Development Permanent Secretary Nicholas Piri says the government will, in August next month, hand over constituency development-funded ambulances. Speaking during a press briefing, Mr. Piri says the ministry will hand over 100 ambulances. He says the ministry has so far received 76 ambulances, while 24 other ambulances are en route to Zambia, with 12 already in Dar es Salaam, while 12 ambulances will reach Tanzania in 7 days' time, and the final 18 ambulances being received in the first week of August.
The ministry will, by the second quarter of next month, hand over ambulances that are purchased under the CDF in excess of 100 pieces. And currently, we have in our custody 76 pieces, and we have 12 that just dropped in Dar es Salaam just about 2 days ago. And we have another 12 that are docking in Beira in the next 5 days. And we have another 18 that are docking on the 8th of August in Durban.
We took a break to stay tuned.
The Information and Communications University is driving the thrill for the nation in research and development. Enroll now for full-time and distance programs in the School of Engineering, Humanities, Business and Education. To apply, visit our website at www.icuzambia.net or call us on +260 211 221 662.